Okay. Irregardless. Okay. The word is regardless.
So irregardless is not a word?
Yo, I'm Lord like, yo, that Jesus. Ain't a word, though.
That's not
a word.
I'm here to help y'all. I'm here to
irregardless of
no.
What you, yeah, what you talking about.
Irregardless.
Don't do that.
Lamar. You can go look up the definition all you want, but irregardless, that's not a word.
That's my honor, and that's my honorable mention. All right.
Wow.
Irregardless.
But I thought it was a word.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And I was trying to work stuff out. I was trying to work out my tech stuff, but I was like, you know, I'm having such a problem with the computer dealing with Facebook because apparently the thing doesn't like the other thing and the thing with the thing. Hold on. If I turn this video, rotate your phone. Oh, you can't. Oh, because I started it already. All right, that's fine. That's fine. I just wanted to. Now I'm gonna have a weird eye line because I'm looking at this monitor here, I'm looking at the other monitor, and then I have to look at my iPad. That, but that's fine because I'm glad you guys are here. So, welcome to the show. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of four ways. One through my website, markscalia.com. Check out more of that site because I'll get into that a little bit later. But the site's undergoing some rebirth, some evolution, as it were. Still can't do any dates, but the content looks better. So that's the first way. You just go to markscalia.com and you can check on the, you can click the first link, Radio Irregardless, send you over to the media page, and boom, you can listen to Radio Irregardless. If you want to be more participant, you click that speaker box that you're listening to. That'll send you over to the broadcasting site, which is Mixlr, M-I-X-L-R.com, and that's how we broadcast the show live, which is what we're doing. And you can be part of the live chat. The third way you can listen is, now that I got it working, maybe, through my iPad, and we're doing a Facebook Live, because I have no guest tonight, so we're just going to, it's going to be a 30-minute show, the way it always is on a with no guest. Womp womp. And the fourth way you can listen, if you don't have time to listen to us live, because, again, that's how we broadcast live. Obviously, we got a ton of mistakes. But what I do is I do a slightly edited for time and my all my mistakes version of the show, and I upload it as a podcast. And you can listen to it through Google Play, iTunes, iHeartRadio, anywhere you get your iPods, and just subscribe to it. That'd be wicked awesome, and I would absolutely love it. I sound like one of those kids. Smash that like button. It's what they say. Smash that like button. I can hear my wife approaching. I don't know what's going on. I think my wife is approaching. I don't know. We'll get into that in a minute. But before she gets up here, let's get into the happening now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
No.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
Where do I start? Now, this show is supposed to be funny because I'm a comedian and I like making people laugh. Right now is a very weird time. It's probably one of the weirdest times in our history. It's incredibly tense. I think things are tense, to say the least. We got some problems. Of course, we got COVID, but I'll get into that in a minute. I just want to touch on this briefly. This situation is just, I got to be honest. I'm at a loss. When I think about it, I get nauseous. I really do. And I'm supposed to make light of things. I'm supposed to be having a good time. I'm supposed to be making people forget, make them think, and things like that. And my wife suggested a couple different things about, you know, maybe some of my favorite, and I say black because that's African-American, black, however, I don't, whatever. But she said, you should, some of your favorite black comics, you should actually play their song, you know, play their routines. And I'm thinking, yeah, I mean, I would do that, but then it's kind of weird for me. And that's not really the way I want to. All I got to say is this. I'm glad they handed down some indictments today. That's all I'm saying. I'm glad. But can't we just, you know, I just don't get it. Can't we just be people? We're married. We're stuck in the house and we still can't be civil. Do you know what I mean? It's fucking weird. And I hate to swear in Facebook. I hate to. But it's just insane. And we got enough problems. We got so many problems, and people are making more problems. I don't get it. I just absolutely don't get it. First of all, we got coronavirus. We've been fighting that for a while. And Fauci says, oh, we're going to have some stuff happening. You know something? Speaking of that, let's just get into that, because I want to change the subject. How about the coronavirus update? This is
the
rhythm
of the night. The thought of being able to penetrate corona. It is a remarkable opportunity.
I worked on this.
My own research suggests that corona is extremely unstable.
It is. This is the
rhythm of the night. By the beginning of 2021, we hope to have a couple of 100 million doses. This is the rhythm of the
night. All right. So this is the corona update. And by the way, this is Rhythm of the Night by the band Corona. And I don't know how much I can play because Facebook's going to screw me over in it. But this is a remix, so I don't know if they're going to give me some shit about it. Anyway, they're starting to open some stuff. I actually got a bunch of bookings, and then they all canceled, which was fantabulous. Who makes me feel better than that? Nobody. And they're limiting things to outdoor venues only in New Hampshire. So if you don't have an outdoor venue, you can't do it, and then limit it to seating. And then they got to, literally, we have to have shields in front of us, like at the bank or the supermarket. A shield. It's a shield. Like the Pope. I'm in a Pope mobile. I'm in a goddamn Pope mobile. I don't understand it. This is comedy. What am I doing? But so some of the gigs came in and then they canceled right away. My mother-in-law, very nice. She still works at the hospital, and she's one of the people that work in there. It's just insane. We're trying to get her, you know, to I mean, she's careful, but, you know, we are just always, we're worried about people. So she one of the nurses was making masks, so she brought me a new mask, so I don't have it. But it looks like Bane. I'm like, oh,
I'll tell some jokes now, Mr. Wade.
It's insane. Everything's insane. Why is it so insane? Coronavirus is insane. Murder hornets. Who knew murder? Nobody's talking about them anymore. Like, this is how messed up we are as a people. Coronavirus. Something really bad. We're like, meh, fuck it. We're fine. No. I'm not wearing a mask anymore. I'm going out. I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to smoke weed. I'm going to get out there. I'm not wearing a mask. I'm going to do my shit. That's it. You can't stop me. Then there's murder hornets. We're like, oh my God, that's old news. Do you know the asteroid? I told you about the asteroid. There's an asteroid the size of a football field. It's going to pass close.
Close.
But no sugar. Close. And then this is the other thing. India has got locusts. There's a book. Let me see. I don't have one. But there's a book. It's called The Bible. And they say a lot of this shit. I mean, they don't mention murder hornets. I don't know. Maybe they did. I've never read the Bible. I don't know. Anybody, if you read the Bible, do they mention murder hornets? I don't know. And we got protesters and riots and looting. Oh, my. It's just, you know, I understand. I get the frustration, man. I'm upset about stuff, too. I really am. I mean, I don't walk in anybody else's shoes except my own. That's the thing. I try to empathize best I can. I'm on stage. I try to talk to people. I mean, I just tell jokes. That's all I do. I tell jokes. I try to make people's lives a little better. Try to entertain people. And that's it. and I want to have a good time. I want to have other people have a good time. I want to, you know, kumbaya. I want all that stuff. I mean, you know, I was on the board all day today. When I tell you all day, I was on a board for like 2.5 hours. Got a lot of sun. I'm losing weight. Look at this. I'm toning up. I had a better camera angle. It's shit. I got to shoot sideways now. They were locusts in Halloween costumes. No, they were actually. I don't know. Here's the funny thing. I've been watching so much YouTube. There was a guy who had a moped and made a lot of like really loud noise. He dressed like a bee, like a bumblebee, and just drove down the street like that. That's funny. That shit's funny. But I'm trying to just keep it together. We should all keep it together, everybody. Come on, man. We're just people. I don't think stealing a TV is going to change the world, so let's not steal TVs. They broke into a pot store. I don't know. That makes sense. I guess. I don't know. I don't smoke weed, so maybe I should. Maybe I should just start smoking weed. Anyway, I will tell you this. Today in history, I don't know if you knew this, in 1937, the Duke of Windsor, formerly King Edward VIII, married Wallace Warfield. And, you know, the King's Speech, that was the whole thing. She was divorced, and it was a big to-do. You know, she was divorcing, and he was kind of seeing her anyway. And she was an American. Oh, God, American. I just have Dane. Dame was here last week. I should have brought that up, but it didn't, you know, a couple weeks ago. It didn't happen. So also today in movie history, which do I have the theme anymore? I used to do movie history. Let's see. This is, I haven't done this in like 5 years. Today in movie history. 1981, today, Wednesday, June 3rd, McLovin is born. McLovin. Actually, coincidentally, his license expires this year. McLovin. That's from the movie Superbad. I don't care. But I've been trying to work a lot of stuff. My wife and I, we've been, you know, kind of cooped up, and the state of things is, you know, kind of slow. We're not really working. When I say we're not really working, we're not working at all. I mean, I haven't told a joke in about 3 months. Not like, you know, not like this show's fun. But we are still vamping up, ramping up, not vamping up. I'm a vamp. Who's vamping? I'm not vamping. I'm ramping up. That's why the website's been redone. That's why her website's been redone. We're trying to get new pictures, and I'm adjusting everything, and I'm doing a lot of work. Plus, I'm working on my resumes. Now, here's a funny thing. As a comic, I don't need a resume. It really doesn't work like that. You don't get a resume. You have like a bio, essentially. A bio and a short list. And I would put it up, but I don't want to move anything. But essentially, it's just a press sheet. And the press sheet is a little bit of a bio. It's a club list, a college list, radio, television. It's things like that. But I am now, because I do other stuff and I've been submitting for jobs, here, jobs, air quotes, jobs, I need a resume as a film, as a filmmaker, as a director, as an instructor. I need a resume. So I'm gravitating towards moving anything in a resume. But what I did do is I did look up resume and comedy resume. And here's the thing. I don't normally do this, but this is so funny. And I had to read it. This is a bunch of resumes that people put together and actually submitted, which I think is funny. Here's the first one. You know, normally it says your name. It says, this is my resume. Objective: to begin my postgraduate career in an insignificant entry-level position that will provide me with income, preferably valid United States currency, and a sense of self-worth. Education. Small college you haven't heard of, Bachelor of Arts, May 2010. Town you also have not heard of, South Carolina. Major blah, blah, liberal arts and discipline, interdisciplinary blah. GPA, same as everyone else's, / irrelevant to real job. Skills profile. Communication. I communicate, yes. Want to know how many ways I communicate? All the ways. That's right. Need me to say stuff? I can do that. Want me to type some stuff? Done. Talk on the phone? Call me right now. Guess what? I'll answer so politely it will amaze you. Clerical skills. I'm a child of the information age, so really it's silly to have me list this stuff. I've been using MS Word since I was like 7. Pull out your laptop right now and let's have a PowerPoint contest. Do you know how many A-plus presentations I've made in 10 minutes? Do you have a 10? Do you have 10 minutes? Give me 5. Boom. B-. Oh, it goes on. It goes on and on. It's so funny. Here's one from a drug dealer. A drug dealer. So here's the deal. I cannot compete with a college degree and fancy credentials, on paper at least. I've decided to highlight the best of what I have to offer. Intelligent, hardworking, personable, with a great ethic. Drug dealer. Ready? Telecommunications, sales, and installation. Do you know what that is? He steals cars radios. Listen, it's from 2009 to 2012. Lead Generation offered multiple products in multiple companies, designed and printed my own sales material, hired and managed employees. The only sales rep authorized by Avenue Broadband to install his own sales. Quickly mastered handling customers at home and in the office and on the phone. Oh. A self-loving actor. Essentially, it's a postcard. Earnest and energetic, leading man, ! Just finished playing a rapist in a film. I'd love to audition for you. In his postcard, he's got 3 pictures. And then it says... his name is Daryl. Here we go. This is a kid's resume for McDonald's, okay? Okay, here we go. This is an actual application from a 17-year-old boy he submitted to at a McDonald's restaurant in Florida. They hired him because he was so honest and funny. Name, Greg Bolmash. That's his real name. Here's where it gets funny. Sex. Not yet. Still waiting for the right person. Desired position. Company president or vice president, but seriously, whatever's available. If I was in a position to be picky, I wouldn't be applying in the first place. Desired salary, $185,000 a year, plus stock options, and a Michael Ovitz-style severance package. If that's not possible, make an offer and we can haggle. Education, yes. Last position held, target for middle management hostility. Salary, less than I'm worth. Most notable achievement, my incredible collection of stolen pens and post-it notes. Reason for leaving, it sucked. Available to work, of course, that's why I'm applying. Preferred hours, 1:30 to 3:30, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Do you have any special skills? Yes, but they're better suited for a more intimate environment. Wait a minute, it said sex, not yet. Come on, man. Maybe contact your current employer. If I had one, would I be here? Do you have any physical conditions that would prohibit you from lifting up to 50 pounds? He responded, of what? Do you have a car? I think the more appropriate question would be, do you have a car that runs? Have you received any special awards or recognitions? I may already be a winner of the Publishers Clearinghouse sweepstakes. Do you smoke on the job? No. On my breaks? Yes. This made me laugh so hard. So hard. What would you like to be doing in 5 years? I can't even. Living in the Bahamas with a fabulously wealthy, dumb, sexy, blonde supermodel who thinks I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread. Actually, I'd like to be doing that now. Do you certify that the above is true and complete to the best of your knowledge? Yes, absolutely. Sign here. Aries. Oh, fuck. How about this? He's an office manager of software. Here's his job application. Forget all the other candidates for Avery. I am the best. Organizing shit, check. Calling numbers and shit, double check. Customer support and shit, mega check. Faxing numbers and shit, mother flipping check all over that. Don't believe me? Check this shit out. I'm devilishly handsome. I was prom king 2 years in a row with two different queens. I'm ridiculously smart. I can solve any Rubik's Cube in front of your face with my magic fingers. I will break one to prove it. I have a pinpoint accuracy. I killed a hawk once with a ninja star. Sorry, Avery. I am good for office morale. When someone cries, I'm all sympathetic and shit. Need my resume? Nope. Not when you got the facts. 1, I am honorable. I am the son of a librarian and a Capricorn. 2, I am brave. I fight crime on weekends. I don't wear a cape. Yo, that shit's for pimps. I am dependable. Just call my name and I'll be there. I'll pop in tomorrow to get my paperwork all signed up around 11 a.m. No need for an interview. Trust me. You'll love me. I got your address from Google because my internet research skills are the shit. These are real fucking resumes. This is the funniest thing. Oh, this one's funny. This guy put it on a CV. Now, I used to remember what CV was. It's a French word for resume, and resume is already a French word, so I don't understand why you need another one. This guy, objective, to claw my way to the top using any means necessary, but then be fair and just ruler and bring the company to new heights or whatever. Personal attributes, cat-like reflexes. See me now? Meow, you don't. Possible ESP. Possible. Knows when to hold. Knows when to fold. Emits pleasant aromas. Horse-like laugh. Optional. Extremely proficient in Mario Kart for Super Nintendo. Not bad at sexy dancing. 29 years old, but have the facial hair of a 13-year-old. I can eat a lot at one sitting. Oh, I can also moonwalk quite well. Thank you, Kim. That is, what was it? Curriculum vitae. Whatever. It doesn't have to be French. Let's see. I want to read one more. Okay, this guy, he's got zero fucks, this guy. And this is his resume. His name is Rusty Rose, and it's 0-fucks. That's ready on his resume. About me. Many may assume this resume belongs to a crazy person, but I value genuine expression and honesty over blindly following the crowd, whether I get a small chuckle or solve much bigger problems. I'm inspired by making positive impact in the world and all my areas of my own life. I'm the best at the world in reading comprehension, database administration, analytics, data mining, financial modeling, web/graphic design, video editing, blogging skills, HTML, CSS, JavaScript, web development, social media, virtual marketing, and chivalry. There we go. Job for the summer. It's just a job. Hi, I'm looking for a job only for the summer, though, because I got to get back in school. Thanks. What do I have to offer? I'm good with PPL. I'm no apostrophe. I wear your clothes. I'm a model, so I can sell the clothes. Skills, good at organizing, good sense of humor, good with people, good with infants and children. Hobbies, hunting. What? Yeah, laser tag, animal trading, eyebrow tweezing, tattoo assistant. What? And hobbies. Hobbies is I donated my hair to charity. Is that a hobby? I mean, come on. Volunteer experience. Wrapping gifts at the hospital. Wrapping gifts at Centerpoint Mall. Wrapping presents at the bay. Touring children around the school and gave them snacks like Coke and cookies. I hope you think I could work at this job. I think I would do well because I'm a good person. I am. Very small letters this time. I'm a good person with a good soul and will work hard. I have a bachelor's degree. Give job. Okay, one more. So this is another actor's resume. And somebody who's done casting, and I'm an actor, and I've directed films, this is something that, you know, spell check. This is for all the actors out there. Spell check. Ready? Film. Tenderness. Devil Wears Prague. Pride and Glory. 9-1-1. American Ginger. G-N-N-G-E-R. The Departed, Exchanged, Enchanged, Bekins, Rewind, School for Scundrin. Oh, by the way, The Departed was directed by Martin Scorsese. And Bekins, Rewind was director John. I would love to know who this resume is. Let's see. Oh, they crossed their names out. My wife might know who this is. Training, HB Studio, 120 Bank Street. Special skills, football, baseball, volleyball, paddleball, handball, salsa dancer, park player. Park player. I don't know what that is. Oh, and then checker player next to it. And I will talk about this. My wife didn't want me to, but I'm going to. My wife's name is Karen. I love my wife to no end. My wife is one of the nicest people on the planet. If you've ever met her, she's a sweetheart. She never says anything bad to anybody about anything. She's just amazing. She's absolutely amazing as a human being. And my life is better because she is in it. And I say all that because I mean it. And I say all that because I have to set up what I'm going to do. Now, there is a term that's been going around that really bothers her, and I'm going to be as sensitive to it as I can. I really am, because I understand it bothers her. The term is called being a Karen. And a Karen is like, essentially, people have made this thing like, oh my God, it's almost like the N-word. And Karen is supposed to be basically a woman, a white woman, who's complaining about something. And there's a bunch of memes out there about, you know, going to see your manager and stuff like that. Now, first of all, it bothers her. It completely bothers her because her name is Karen and she's not remotely close to that. And that's why I understand. So what I've done is I've kind of made it a little funny.
Hello.
Karen.
Yes.
That one there, that's Karen Smith.
Okay.
She is one of the dumbest girls you will ever meet.
She asked me how to spell orange.
She asked me how to spell orange.
Would you look at Karen Smith's gym clothes?
And funny thing is, my wife's maiden name was Smith. Oh, I forgot to play this.
This will not look good on a resume!
Yes, that's what I forgot to play when I was doing the thing. So, and there's, of course, this one.
Is this how you want me to look?
Oh, come on, Karen. Do you hate your body so much you have to reduce every painting of the female form to pornography?
Oh, well, don't do that, Karen. Don't do that. Don't make this my fault.
It is your fault.
You're
I just want to come home and have dinner.
Hey,
have my wife
months.
Say, hello, how was your day?
Sakes, take an interest. Like
oh, no, that's impossible
brother.
For you.
You know what this is about?
What?
This is about your disrespect
oh,
for me, this family,
on.
And everything
oh,
we stand
oh,
for.
Oh, what we stand for. What do we stand for? Who are we, the Gorax now? Oh, suddenly you're Cynthia Gorax? That's what you want, isn't it? You've always wanted to be Cynthia Gorak.
Yeah, well, you know what? At least Cynthia Gorak's husband cares about her family.
Oh,
I can't even talk to you when you're like this.
Oh, okay. It's over now because you say it is. Oh, way to go, Karen. You solved all our problems by just walking away. And it's so obvious I don't care about the family. I just killed a 700-pound tiger with a stick and a rock.
That doesn't make you a man, Gary.
Here we go. That's my favorite thing. Here we go. But that's the thing. Like, and you can't call somebody, it's so bad. It's not a good thing. First of all, we shouldn't be calling people names anyway. I mean, you know, how old are you that you need to call somebody names? And I actually thought that this was the generation that didn't like bullying, didn't like name calling, didn't all that stuff. And what they're doing is they're doing exactly the same thing. That all being said, some of it's funny as shit. Here's the thing. It was funny at first. She found it very funny at first, but it kind of bothers her now, and I don't blame her. Like if Mark was your name for something else, you know, like, but it is. I mean, Mark is a blemish, scuff, mar, imperfection, a place to start. I mean, you know, Mark could be Richard. You got to feel bad for a guy's name, Dick.
Dick,
Yeah.
Take a look out of starboard.
Oh, my God. It looks like a huge...
Pecker!
Oh, where?
Wait. That's not a woodpecker. It looks like someone's...
Private! We have reports of an unidentified flying object. It is a long, smooth shaft, complete with two balls.
Just stop calling names. Stupid. That has to be Family Guy. It was. Change her name to Boomer. What? Boomer Scalia? She sounds like a football pro. All right. Oh, God, it's 9:40. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my first and only break. And when I come back, I'm going to say bye. And we're going to have a little fun. One more thing. A little surprise. You're listening to Radio Regardless with me, Mark Scalia. We'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at SalemFoodTours.com.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hi, this is Paul from The Paul Report. It's been a while, but now I'm back. The Paul Report is back on Mixlr, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. Come join me. It'll be a fun time, I promise you. And if it's not, I'll give you your money back. How's that? 9 p.m., Mixlr.com, The Paul Report, with me, your host, Paul.
Hi, this is Karen Scalia of Salem Food Tours. And you are listening to Mark Scalia on Radio Irregardless. Yep, I've been a sponsor since day one, and I still haven't seen a customer from this show.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And that's our break. That's our show. I do want to tell you this, though, guys. Hopefully things will get back normal very quick, or at least some semblance of normal. So I hope you guys are taking care of yourselves, washing your hands, covering your face, not acting crazy, all this other stuff. And a couple people said yes to the, you know, I understand the Karen thing. And my brother, which was nice enough, said, my name, which is Mark, is Object of a scam. I'm the target of a scam. See, we all got shit to do. We all got problems. So just stop name calling. You know, I know it's understandable. People get frustrated. People get upset. But, you know, just let shit go. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wrap up this show. So it's been fun. It's usually more fun when I have a guest, but it's fun just the same. Hey, guys, if you want to be a guest or a sponsor, email the show at radioirregardless@gmail.com. Call the hotline, 978-219-9294. We will be back in 2 weeks, June 17th. Happy Flag Day and be safe.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. Thanks to the on-air guest, as well as our listeners, for their comments and support. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises, and copyrighted 2020, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello. Hello. Just one, two, three.